Congressional leaders met today with President Obama to talk about the escalating situation in Syria. Over the weekend, the president called for the United States to take military action against Syria for its alleged chemical weapons use. But the president said he wanted congressional support for that action first. In a few moments, we'll hear from two members of Michigan's congressional delegation and get their thoughts on the situation in the Middle East. But before that, let's get an international perspective on Syria and what it means for us here at home. For that, we turn to our partners at the BBC World Service. Sebastian Usher is the Middle East regional editor for the BBC. And Sebastian, first, what is the significance for everyday citizens about what's happening in Syria? You certainly have people around the world watching the story unfolding. It is surely tragic, but sometimes it may be hard to feel that it's a direct threat to our national security. Can you put this into some context for us?
Gosh, that's a difficult one, actually. I think that's what President Obama is, in a sense, trying to do at the moment. I mean, his point is that the use of chemical weapons, which has changed the dynamics of the international reaction to Syria, I mean, it's been going on for 2.5 years, appalling loss of life. I mean, at least 100,000 people killed, probably a lot more than that. We were just hearing overnight that there's now 2 million refugees outside the country, around 5 million displaced people inside the country. That's a third of the population. Now, what President Obama is arguing, that the use of chemical weapons is something which cannot be allowed, not just in Syria, but for the rest of the world, that it is a red line, as he said a year ago, which cannot be crossed. And it's a message the US must send out to everybody, to anybody who might be considering using such weapons. Unless strong action is taken of some kind, the wrong message will be sent, not just by President Assad in Syria, but by other people who might contemplate it, using it in the future. The other dimensions of this are what could happen, I guess, immediately to the neighbouring countries of Syria. As I said, there's this huge refugee problem at the moment, which is destabilising Lebanon, it's destabilising Jordan. They already have major problems in dealing with the fallout from a conflict there. Israel doesn't have a refugee problem, but it does have, obviously, a problem with the region where it's based, and it has major concerns about what is happening in Syria, about the instability there. I mean, Israel's interests, whatever else they may be, and whatever they may say publicly, are essentially to keep a kind of status quo in the Middle East, to keep a lid on everything that's going. And their concern in Syria is that lid has been removed and it could unleash forces that are uncontrollable and could be very harmful to Israel. And of course, US is a very close ally of Israel. So that's one of the reasons why the president is seeking to do something about what's happening there. But it comes down in the end to what the UN was saying about the refugee crisis overnight, that this is the worst humanitarian disaster of this century. And I guess having people just sit and watch and feel they can do nothing about it, I mean, from a political stance, that's a very difficult thing to do. What is the key thing, though, is when public opinion demands action. Now, from time to time, public opinion has, but it's never gone that far. The interesting thing with this is that the public does want something to be done, but it doesn't want, it seems, anything to be done which could further destabilize or endanger not just the region, but the rest of the world.
Sebastian, as you speak with your BBC team and your reporters in and around the region, what are you hearing? What is the mood right now in the streets and the neighborhoods of Syria?
Well, it's what it has been for a while, although obviously the dynamic again has changed a little. I mean, it's been kind of ratcheted down, I guess, a bit since Saturday evening when President Obama spoke. I mean, it's huge concern about what could happen, the targets that might be chosen by the US if they go ahead with the strikes, that they're likely to be near where people live. So there's been efforts, we know, by people to move to other neighbourhoods. But remember, we're talking about a situation, as I was saying earlier, where at least 100,000 people have been killed, where there is appalling savagery. Now, it hasn't reached the heart of Damascus, it's true, but it's affected most other areas in the country by now. So people have lived a nightmare. I mean, genuinely a nightmare for 2 years now. They have seen appalling things. Their families, whatever side they're on or whatever side they haven't decided to take yet, have been affected. There are videos which, you know, we as journalists have to keep abreast of to some extent, But that, you know, one has a limited intake, but there are hundreds of these a day showing the most appalling atrocities. And what some of, I mean, the Syrian opposition voices have already been saying two things. One is, please act, President Obama. Please don't back off now. And please, if you do act, do more than just send a message about chemical weapons. Do more about President Assad. Do more to bring him down. But others saying, you know, this has been going on. You've seen the images for 2 years now. In a sense, why is this making you act? Why is this such a horror? I mean, you only need to watch what's been going on, the children who've been killed, the people who've been killed, the savagery. And in a sense, that may have made some people in the opposition believe that so many red lines, in a sense, have already been crossed, that it could well be this one will be crossed as well without action being taken.
Sebastian, from where you sit and what you're hearing throughout Europe, is there a feeling that President Obama's decision to seek that congressional backing, could that force him further down the road to war than he felt was wise or that he wanted to go?
I think it's very difficult to try to think through what's going through President Obama's head at the moment, because there are so many different options and so many eventualities, some good, some bad, either way. So, you know, he's having to grapple with that. I think there's not much point in trying to overthink that from here. I think the feeling in Europe is, again, yes, it's two-pronged. One is this concern that we could be sinking back into the same kind of situation that we saw in Iraq and in Afghanistan, which has been the reason why here in Britain, for example, in general, both public opinion and in Parliament, the feeling has been we shouldn't get ourselves involved in this. We should do what we can, but it shouldn't be by military means. But then there are other voices in you know, here in France, elsewhere, politicians, journalists, analysts, etc., saying, well, something has to be done. A situation where you're having 100, 200 people killed every day, whether it's by chemical weapons, by any other means, cannot continue indefinitely. Okay, so a military intervention may cause in the short term a flare-up, a worse situation. But if something like that doesn't happen, if action isn't taken, which, as President Obama seems to be suggesting a little bit now, isn't aimed at actually degrading the military power of President Assad and changing the balance within the country in favour of the rebels, then this will just possibly carry on, not just for another 2.5 years, but maybe many more years, as it did next door in Lebanon. They had a 16-year off and on civil war there. I don't think it could ever reach that level simply because the violence, the killing has been at such an intensity that it can't, in a sense, be sustained. But at a certain point, what one would imagine that the sides have to be exhausted, they have to retreat to a negotiating table. But that could be a very long time from now. So we here, as you are in the US, are grappling with all of these potentials, all of these problems, none of which really are that good anymore. So, you know, it's the public, politicians, everyone is facing the same kind of dilemma about this. And it's President Obama who has to make the final decision.
Sebastian Usher of the BBC joined us from London. Sebastian, thanks for your perspective.
Thanks very much. Cheers.